Gemara in Daf Lamed Aleph is talking about whether someone can be chozer v'toeh. We said that there are three different cases. If there's a dispute between two individuals, each one says shalavosai. One brings Eidim that it was shalavosai, the other brings Eidim that he was over shnei chazokas. The question is, you know, who should win? Who should win? So in this context, the Gemara says that there are three different halachas when it comes to towing the chozer v'toeh. If the person initially said shalavosai velo shalavosecha, say he said shalavosai velo shalavosecha, and now he's going to change his mind completely, there's a hakchosha gemura, now he's going to say no, shalavosai shalakhua me'avosecha, so hakchosha gemura, then everyone would say you can't be chozer v'toeh. If he just said shalavosai, he didn't say shalavosai velo shalavosecha, he just said shalavosai, and then he's going to explain shalakhua me'avosecha, so that everyone says you can't be chozer v'toeh. That's not called a chozer v'toeh. That's just a perish. There's a machlokas amaroyim. What's the din if you only makchish b'miktas? First you say shalavosai, then you say, no, I admit it wasn't shalavosai, but the samach li Allah kida avhosi. That really it belonged to your fathers. I bought it from them, but it's samach li Allah. I'm so secure in this property as if my fathers owned it. So the question is, should that be neman? So Ula says you can be chozer v'toeh. It's only haklash of mixes you can be chozer v'toeh. Now Dori say no. Now Dori say no. But it's clear from the sugya that this discussion is after hader icy sadi, right? That after the edim come, initially the individual who said that he had shnei chazaka, so he claims shalavosai. Right, he claims shalavosai, and then the edim come. Right, where is this? Hoder amalei in davasa chuvas avinta minach, v'hayda amilach davasi desamach li ala kida avhasi. Hoder amalei. Right, after the edim come, if the edim now come and say that it belonged to the other one's fathers, so now he has to explain it away. But Zokhtari Magash, let's say before Edom come, let's say he wants to be chozer v'toeh before Edom come, so in such a case, you should be able to do it, Zokhtari Magash. He has a migul, but he's gonna change. Let's say he changes Hakosh Gemur. Let's say initially he said Shalavosa v'lo Shalavosecha, and then he's gonna say, no, Shalavosa Shalakhua me'avosecha. Zokhtari Magash, if it's before the Edom came, that's fine. Even Hakosh Gemur. Right? Let's say chozer v'toeh miptur l'ptur kodem shabo edim. Kodem shabo edim. Before edim comes, right? Initially, he says, okay. Let's put it this way. The Rimagash says, im yochol lachzar. That's the shayla. So comes Rima Gash and says, yes, afilu ba'akhosha gemura. Mitchila, what does he say? Shalavosa v'lo shalavosecha. And then with the self he says, Shalavosa shalakhua me'avosecha. That's a contradiction. Right? Initially he says it never belonged to your fathers, and then he admits it belonged to the fathers, but his fathers bought it. Dr. Imagash, if the Edom have not come yet, Edom have not come to say that it was Shalavosa of the other individual, so he's never to be Chozer, and to say that it really did belong to the others of the other individual, and his family bought it from him. Even by Akash Gemur, he's never to be Chozer me Ptur L'Ptur. Why is that? So from the Imagash, you get the impression that it's based on a Svara. What's the Svara? Yaakov, what's the Svara? Migu. Okay. So you want to take it back?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Based on Migu, right? Migu. He should be Nemo with the Taina Lebesol, but Migu that he could have stayed with the first Taina. That's also a Taina's tour. Aiden haven't come yet, so he went with that Taina too. So why doesn't he have the Migu? Right, he could just stay with the original Taina. So believe him with the second Taina, but Migu of the first Taina. Right, this is a backwards Migu, right? Believe him with the second Taina, but Migu that he could have stayed with the first Taina. That's what the Rimadash wants to say. Right, he's Neman, but Migu. Comes the Ritvan Shuas, and quotes from his Rebbe, the Rebbe, says, I don't think that that's true. He says, the fact is, that the first Taina could be a Taina Schil. It could turn into a Taina Schil when Adam come. So why do you define that as a Chazara Miptur Liptur? I think it's a Chazara Mechiyav Liptur. And no one would say he could change from Chiyav Liptur. That looks funny. That's a fun. You can't have, there's no Migu there. Right? He couldn't stay with the original. Maybe the reason why he Tainted the second Taina is because he doesn't want to stay with the original, because that could turn into a Chiyav if the Adam come. The Ra'ah says, no, you can't be makhish before the Adam come. Right? There's no difference whether it's before the Adam came or after the Adam came. Because that's not really a chazara mepetur leptur, that's really a chazara mechiyev leptur. But the Rimagash says, no, it's not mechiyev leptur. Right now it's a tainas petur. Maybe when the Adam come it'll turn into a tainas chiyev, but right now it's a tainas petur. So why doesn't he have a migo? If he has a migo, then he should be neman to be chozabo, as long as the Adam haven't come. That's the Rimagash. So Frektik Tosachoshen, according to the Rimagash, he's never to be chosebo even if Edom are going to come to himself. As long as the Edom haven't come till now, he has a Migul, and he's never to be chose there, and it sounds like even after the Edom come, nothing changed. Right? As long as he does it in the proper window, right? He has a window. Right, the window of opportunities before the Adam come. As long as he does it in the right time, then it's going to work. And it's going to work la'olam void, apartheid him forever, even after the Adam come. What's the lashon of Rimagashi? Aval hechad lo asu Adam b'entayim, matzi lafu ketanasim miptur laptur, gon zos, gon shalmim b'tchila, lo lavisi, he gives another case, gon shalmim b'tchila, lo lavisi, v'agach toayin, lavisi, parati, nemon. Again, aval pishem makhish devar v'arishonim, first he said I wasn't lover, I never borrowed at all. Then he says, I did borrow, but I paid up. Now, licked in lola visi, lying in that statement, is that he wasn't pareh. So it is a kosher. Comes during Megash and says, before Adam come, he's never to do that. V'avagav lo yohiv amasla letanose kamaisa, v'kohadar toin hai taina achriti, it's still okay. V'avagav denofak me'avroi v'loka toin la, my time mishum da omar migu, mishum da mina migu di boi koi atanose kamaisa u'mifter, the Haleka Sadi, the Makhishile. He doesn't have any aid that are being Makhishim. So he's Neman Bemigul. So ki oka nami lahai tanose kamaisa vekotoen haftain achriti mekavlina mine umifter. There are no Sadi that are Makhishile, so therefore he has a Migul. He has a Migul. He doesn't say that when the Aidan Kama changes. It sounds like he holds that since he has the Migul, when he changes his taina, then he's going to be neman. As long as he gets it in during the window of opportunity when there are no edim, then he's going to be neman b'migul. Frektik so sachoshin, how can that be? How can that be? The whole idea of this migul was that it's a migul de'iboy shasik. It's a migul de'iboy shasik that he could be quiet. He could have stayed with the original taina. Right? So believe him with the second taina bay is b'migul that he could have stayed with the first taina migul de'iboy shasik. But we know that whenever there's a migu d'ibay shasik, that migu only applies if it's ibay shasik. But if the circumstances change, he's not ibay shasik anymore, then he loses the migu. Right? Lamashal, let's say a woman says, Eishas ish hayisi ugushan. Right? She says she's a grusha, so she's muteris now. But she says that she wasn't Eishas ish. So if we don't have any independent verification that she was an Eishas Ish, then she's then managed to say that Grushani, Pnuyani, whatever. That she's materially not saying that. But says the Mishnah, if there are Eidim that she was an Eishas Ish at some point in time, then she loses this opportunity. She had a Migul Dibay Shasik. The Mishnah phrases it as a Pesha Asa, Pesha Asa, Pesha Itir. That's really a migudi by shasik. She could have kept quiet. She didn't have to say that she's an eishes ish. We would have said she's muteres lashor. Now that she said that she's an eishes ish, she needs the other statement, but she's done with the other statement. Migudi by shasik. She could have kept quiet and not said that she's an eishes ish at all. But if there are eidim that she is, that she was an eishes ish at some point in time, Zokta Mishnah, she doesn't have a migu anymore. Doesn't have a migu. Sounds like even if eidim came later, once there are eidim that she was an eishes ish, we don't rely on her statement that she was an eishes ish. We don't need her statement anymore. So then she's not nemenes to say that she's a pnuya, because the migu dibay shasik is erupt, right? It falls apart. It falls apart. It's lost. It's finished. It's finished because it's not true anymore. Once the eidim comes, then she can't be shasik. So if there's no migu dibay shasik, so then the migu falls away. Frektik tzos. What's the rimagash talking about? What, he has a migudi by shas? Believe him, iptur l'iptur, believe him the second time because he could have stayed with the first taina? That's true as long as the eidim didn't come. But once the eidim come, then that should fall away. And in fact, there are rishonim who say that there is a distinction between whether the eidim came or didn't come. Who's that? The Yad Ramah. The Ramah actually says that if the eidim come, then he's not going to be there. He's neman to change his mind until the eidim come. Yeah, he can change his mind and we'll accept it. They're both Tainus Pturus, it's not a problem. But that's only until the Eidim come. Once the Eidim come, then we're not gonna believe him anymore. Where's the Ramah? Ramah right here, on Daf Lamed Aleph. The Dafka Echad Lohadar Be Mitanase Kamaisa Ela Lebosa Dosu Sadi Demach Hashile. The Muchamilsa Demach Masadusa De Sadi Dak Cheshua Hu Dohadar V'Toyin Tanosa Achriti. So if he's Toyin Tanosa Achriti, Ahak Chosha, it's clear, Machmas Sadusa the Sadi, he's being chosen, but then he's not going to be Nema. If he's not Machmash Dvar of Lagami, he's only Machmash of Miktas, that's Machlokas Amorai, Machlokas Ula, Nardoi, whether he's Nema. But if he's Machmash Lagami, so then even Ula would say that he can't be chosen with time. Because it's understood that he's only changing because the Edom are here. Avol Zokter Amma, Avol Hecha, Dehoder Ben Yitanase, Kamaisa Mikamed, Lekhashua Sadi, Bekatoim Tanas Achiti, but let's say he's chosen, but before the Edom come. Even if he doesn't give any amasla, any excuse for why he gave his original time, it doesn't matter. The avagav d'ishtoy mili meikara bebeidina v'lotoin lo lahay tanosa b'asraisa v'nafagavroi v'hodar osa lebeidina v'toin le mekablina lamine. We accept it. You accept it? Because Al Korachin, before the Eidim come, we give him a migu. He has a migu, he doesn't have to say his new time. He could have stayed with the Tanose Kamaisa. So because he could stay with the Tanose Kamaisa and be potter, so therefore we accept his second time. We still don't have Eidim. I mean, he's Mefurish, right? We still, as long as the Eidim are there, we still don't have Eidim. Everything is fine. It's clear. It's Muchach. That he would hold it. Once the Eidim come, then forget about it. The Migul is lost. The Migul is lost. Why is the Migul lost? Why is the Migul lost, according to the Ramah, once the Eidim come? Why is the Migul lost? So the Beis Yosef explains the Ramah in an interesting way. What does the Beis Yosef say? Beis Yosef has a svara why we can't accept his second time. The Tur quotes the Ramah in page 3 in packet 20. Kosav haramah nirali, says the Beis Yosef. Dachi kama. Hani mili shim yochol liskos bedim betayna rishona yochol lachzav v'litton echad lo osu sadi basar hochi. Aval osu sadi basar hochi lo mashgachinam betayna basraisa mishim darmina mashachozav bo mitayna rishona l'vishaya yodea sheyesh eidim badava v'ula yavo v'yak chishu. What does Beis Yosef say? Once the eidim come, so then demachoshish. It smells funny. It's a din meruma, like, so to speak. Not quite, but it's funny, right? Once we see the Eidim, so even though it's possible that he said his taina without knowing that Eidim are going to come, but once we see the Eidim, we say to ourselves, And maybe he knew the Eidim were coming. We didn't know the Eidim were coming. We're just sitting there at the Beis Din. But once we see the Eidim, then we start to wonder whether the Balei Dover actually knew. Maybe this Balei Dover knew that the Eidim were coming, and that's why he wanted to give a second Taina. Because he knew the Eidim were going to be against his first Taina. So that's why he doesn't have a Migu. Right? Because Migu, Malu, Lashaker is always that it must be the truth, because if it were not the truth, he could have stayed by the first Taina. Yeah, but that doesn't work if he has reason to believe that the first Taina is not going to work. It's not going to be good, because Eidim are going to come, and they're going to be Makdash then. That's the Beis Yosef's understanding of the Rambam. But the Ksos doesn't understand the Rambam like that. The Ksos just says, Poshet, that once Edom come, he shouldn't be never the Migu, because the whole Migu falls away. It's not that it's not a good Migu, because maybe he was Chozebo, since he knew that the Edom were coming. Happens, the whole Svara of Migu falls away. No, it's that this Migu is a Migu de Ibai Shasik. Right? It's a migu that he could have kept quiet. But if the Edom come, he can't kept quiet. He can't keep quiet because Marsha Lakach, the Eishes Ish. Once there are Edom that she wasn't Eishes Ish, then she's not Nemenes to say Pnuyani. She doesn't have a Peshas anymore. She doesn't have a migu Dibay Shasik. It's not what the Beis Yosef is saying. The Ktos is a different Kashin. Right? The Ktos says, how can the Rimagash say that even if Edom come later, he's still Nemen with his original migu? The Adrama is right. That there's no Migu Dibay Shasik once the Edom come, because he can't be quiet. He can't stay with his first Taina. The Edom contradicted the first Taina. Beis Yosef says, no, it's that he can't. It's that once Edom comes, so Lemafreya, we're not sure that the whole Migu was good to begin with. Right? Even Bishas Tanasa, we're not so convinced that the Migu was so good to begin with. Because maybe the only reason he gave the second Taina is because he thought the first Taina was not going to last. The Edom were going to come, and then he wouldn't be able to rely on the first Taina. Maybe that's why he gave the second time. So the whole Migu, Lemafreya, never was a good Migu. That's the Beis Yosef's pshat in the Ramah. But the Ksos says there's a Poshet of pshat, right? The Poshet of pshat is once the Edom come, there is no Migu, because there is no Migu Dibay Shasik if it can't be Shasik. He has to say something else, because the Edom came and they contradicted the first thing that he said. So Frek the Ksos, that's good according to the Ramah, who distinguishes between Chazara before the Edom come to Chazara after the Edom, right? The Ramah says you can be Chozer Miptur Leptur before the Edom come. Once the Edom come, then you can't. So, sounds great. Either according to the Eseos or according to the Ksos, great. But Frek the Ksos, how can the Rimagash say you could be Chozer Miptur Leptur? Because you have a Migu Dibay Shasik, and that Migu applies even after the Edom come later. But your Migu Dibay Shasik fell away. The Migu Dibay Shasik falls away once the Edom come. The Migu is Batel. Right? The Migu is Batel. Migu is Batel. Migu is Batel. This is the Kasha Liktos. Let's see Liktos inside. Quotes the Rimagash. Then he says, "V'koshali dim kain ki asu edim aragav ve'kushut anosa rishon aman nehem v'chazer asam." How can he be nehem v'chazer asam once they don't come? Tan perka isha shenis amela isha shamrei shesisha even his gaisha nemen es apesha asar hu hapesha itin. V'neish edim shi esha sish ena nemenes ve'afagav da asi edim lebesov mashba deleka migul. Sounds like even if the edim come at the end, there's no migul. Here's another example. Him keno chanami name aden lo lafsa mitvar varishonu v'tana grua hizu achozeres elosh tamina b'migu b'migu di bayama b'tana sorishona im kein ki osi edem lak chisho achaga b'tana so hasu lek amigu kamo shekos afti. Now how does it work? What's the Rimagash talking about? Estach pele ploim frektik tzos. The Rimagash is a pele. The Rimagash wants us to believe that he's Neman, b'migu to be chozer, miptur leptur, even b'akosha gemura, v'afilu, imbo edem lebesof. That's one shita. The ra'ah, ritvin shvuas b'shem the ra'ah,
Eino Nema Lazar. Afilu Kodim Shabo Aidim. Dehavi Kechazara Mechia Latur. And the Ramah says, Nema Lazago. Rakodem Shabo Aidim. Vehikrishu Tanos Orishon. The Megash says he's Neman. Even with his second Taina, his Makish is his first Taina completely. And even if Adam came at the end, he's Neman B'midu. The Ra'ah says not Neman. The Ramah says he's Neman, but as long as the Adam haven't come. But if the Adam come, then he's not Neman anymore. Why is that? So the Beis Yosef says it's because we have questions whether the Migul was good to begin with. Because once we see the Adam, then we start thinking maybe he knew that the Adam were coming. But the Pashup Shad is that he's not Neman if the Adam come, because the Migul doesn't work anymore. The Vachanim learns that way. Pashup Shad is the Ktsosa is learning that way. The Ktsosa says, how can the Rimagash be right? He's a Pella. Once the Adam come, the Migul doesn't exist. There is no Migul by Shasak, just like we find by the woman. She can't say Ashishani. She's not Neman to say Grushani Bepesha Asa, because she lost the Migul once the Adam comes. So here too, you lose the Migul. There's nothing to talk about. So comes the Ktsos and says to validate the Shita of the Rimagash, says maybe the Rimagash's Lashon is Lav Dafka. We know what the most important word is over here. What's that most important word? Yaakov.
Balance.
Continuation of the
Flemish book. Touche. Okay, Migul, right? So comes the Ktsos and says, he didn't mean Migul in the classical sense. He didn't mean Migul in the classical sense. He meant he had another taina. Had another taina. L'chein nira the chozim miptur leptur abitaina machmas atzma, says the Ktsos. The taina machmas atzma is not really me din Migul. It just means he could have said something else. Yeah. He could have stayed with his first taina. This taina is no worse. Could have stayed with his first taina. So, and this taina is no worse than that taina. So therefore, it's nemen es machmas atzma. The kevan de adayin lo neschayev lo shayach odos baldin ukamishal o nechkara eduso domi di yochol laksa. The halacha is that if an aid was not nechkar of a bezdin, you know that there's a drisha of a hakira of every aid who says aidus in bezdin. So ad shelo nechkar he can be chozer bal. La'acha she nechkar kevin she yigit shuv en a chozer umagid. After the drisha of a hakira, he can't be chozer bal anymore. But before the drisha of a hakira, he can be chozer bal. So it's the same thing over here. There were no aidim that were makhish his first aidim. So he can be chozer bal. Right, he's not huchsa kafran. That's basically what he's saying. He's not huchsa kafran. If Adam were to come, so then he's huchsa kafran. There's nothing to talk about. But if Adam didn't come, he's not huchsa kafran. He's not established as a liar. He's not established as a liar. Then he can be chozba and give another taina. And why is he never with the other taina? Why not? If the taina is pure, so we can forget the first taina. It's not that, no, leave him with the first taina because he could have been chosen. He could have stayed with the second taina. No, it's not migu. It's not migu. Believe him with the second taina because the second taina is ganz good. Second time is ganz good, so he should be believed with that second time. I hodas badin kamei edam. He had a hodah with the first taina. He's not kamei edam dummy until nechkara eduso, until it's locked in. It's not locked in. It's not locked in. It's just a taina. He can change his taina. Oh, if edam come and contradict him, so then forget about it. Then it's locked in, and he's sof sakaf, and he's not going to be able to change. But until it's locked in, he should be able to change. Says the Ktsos. So that's why, claims the Ktsos, that's why the Rimadash will say, even if Adam come later, he's still going to be Neman with the second time. Migudibai Shosik he doesn't have after the Adam come. Because he couldn't have been Shosik.
anymore. He couldn't have been shows again stay with the first Taina. Because Aiden came in with Matkish the first Taina. But he doesn't need a Migud. The Rimagash was not saying he has a real Migud by Shazik. He was saying that he has another Taina that's just as good. So believe him with the second Taina. Believe him with the second Taina. That's all he was saying. That's all he was saying. It's quite a Chiddush. Right? Quite a creative reading of the Rimagash in the Tzos. But the truth is, we find a precedent for this in the Tzos. The Tzos is in the business of maching avek with the word migu. He doesn't like the word migu. He likes the word migu, but I'm saying in certain contexts, he says it doesn't slav dafka. So here he does it with the Rishon. But sometimes the Tzos feels, even where it says migu in the Gemara, it doesn't always mean migu. Even with the Gemara, we can mach avek with it. Where does the Tzos mach avek with the term migu in the Gemara? Mem Aleph? Yeah, where?
Who's talking?
I can't see. I thought you were talking.
Mem Aleph at the bottom.
Oh, Yaakov. Mem Aleph at the bottom. Yeah, what does it say, Mem Aleph at the bottom? Balance? Mem Aleph at the bottom. Kame di di zavna minoch. Yeah? Meplani has been to the zavna minoch. Kame di di. Kame didi zavna minach. Is he Neman? Is that Lokeach Sheni going to be Neman? He says, I bought it from the middleman who bought it from you. Kame didi. So if he just said, Miplanya zavinta di zavna minach, then he's not going to be Neman. That's the Gemara daf lamed. But the Gemara Mem Aleph Amud Beis says that no. Chasisi ledaite. I saw Reb Chiya. Something in his face made us feel like. Like he was mode that if he would say Kame Didi Zav Minach, that I saw the Mechira, so then he's Neman. Why is he Neman? What kind of a svar is that? Why is he Neman? What does the Gemara say? Oh, the Migu that he could say Minach Zavinta, exactly. Right? Chazisi Ledaite Di Amalei Kame Didi Zav Minach Mehem and Migu Di Bay Amalei Anach Zavinta Minach. Neman b'migu. So we saw that the Ketzos was not so convinced that it's really a migu. He bothered with kashas, bothered with different kashas. What's the migu? Is it a migu l'mafreya? Is it not a migu l'mafreya? So the Ketzos says it's a tiny machmasatzma. He just said it's a tiny machmasatzma. It means that he's neman b'kami didi zavna minach because he could have said minach zaventa. This is no worse than Minach Zaventa. So why? It's not that he's never been migu than Minach Zaventa. It's that this kind of Kame Didi Zav Minach is no worse than Minach Zaventa. So therefore he's never. The Ketzos says sometimes in the Gemara and the Rishonim, they use the term migu because it's just easy. Because it's our favorite word. Right? It's just easy to use the term migu, but you got to know what it means in different contexts. It's like the word chazok. Right? We had at the beginning of the parak. The word chazak can mean many things in different contexts. So why don't you explain it through? The answer is it's an easy word. It's an easy word. Chazak means there's a certain strength to it. But what kind of strength? Is it a rove? Is it a chazak to make car? Yes, chazak means that you're creating a certain chizuk. But you could be creating a chizuk in raya, a chizuk in kenyan. You could, right? It means chazak, but it means many different things in different contexts. So also, migu. Sometimes migu is a borrowed phrase. It's used, but it doesn't mean what we think it means. The classical definition of migu. Sometimes it just means he could have said that. Therefore what? Therefore he's never with this taina. What, b'migu? With the lomdus? Rebbe Chanan's lomdus? Karchataina? No. It's not always like that. So the Ketzos over here as well says what the Rimagash writes. That before the Edom come, chazara me p'tur l'p'tur is neman. B'migu, it doesn't really mean a migu. It means that the second time is no worse. It can change. Right? It's like an age lo nechir of a bezdin. The aid gave the aidus, but he wasn't nechir of a bezdin. So he's yachol azibo. So here too, he's yachol azibo. Because it's still, the case is open. Right? The tape record is open. He can say whatever he wants. As long as it's a tainus p'tur, he's nema. It's not really a migu. So if it's not really a migu, says the Ketzos. Now I understand that even after Adam come, it's okay.
even though amigu dibay shasik would no longer exist once the Eidim come, but if it's not amigu, you're basically saying, we ignore the first taina. We ignore the first taina. We just go with the second taina. We run with his second taina. His second taina is that my father's bought it from your father's. Taina nemenis. It's not against Eidim. I, but Eidim contradict the first taina. No, once he says the second taina, we ignore the first taina. So that's why he's going to be Neman even after Eidim comes. Because it's not a real Migul. This is how the Tzos explains. V'hadu naktu apos kem lishna d'ibayi amma b'tanasa rishona lavatar es Migul karmina l'hevi mala l'shakir ala kevin d'ibayi amma b'tanasa rishona v'adayin l'nishchaya ba l'shayach ba odos badin k'me'edin dami. There's no odos badin yet because it's not complete. So that's why he can change his mind. And that's why even after the Eidim come, he can still change. And this is how the Tzos understood the sheet of the Rinnabash. It's creative. It's definitely creative. Tzos has to stand on his head because he's so troubled with the Kasha from the Mishnah in Ksubas Hanachah Beis. But what's the problem? The problem is it's very creative, but it's against the Lashon of the Rinnabash. I mean, it's not Lichten Dem Verte. Is that really what the Rinnabash means? Is that what the Rinnabash means? So you could say, well, is that really what the Gemara and Dafne Malah from Ibeis means? Okay, so that's also a Shverek Tos. The Sivis was against that Tos. You know, if it says Migu, it says Migu. The Lashon of the Rimagash is, V'avagav denofag me'avarev lo katoin la. He's nem on my time, mishum da'amrino and Migu di'iboi koya tanose kamaisu mifte. Yoleko sadi de'mak cheshile. Amrino and Migu. Amrino Migu, what that means, doesn't mean Migu. It means that it's also a good time. There's no Hoda Asbaldin. Very creative reading of the Rimagash that the Tzos says. Certainly not lying in his words. It's not so clear. Not so clear. Look, sounds from the Lashon of the Rimagash that he really is going with a Migu. So even though the Tzos does have a Mahalach over here, but it's Shver. It's a very difficult Mahalach in the Rimagash. Is there any way to explain the Rimagash, even if we assume that he meant Migu Kamashmo? Kipshuto, that it's a real Migu? It really is a real Migu. If it's a real Migu, so then Taka, we're up the creek without a paddle? Right? Stachapel? We know from the Mishnah in Ksubis that the woman loses a Pesha Asa once Eidim come and say that she was an Eshes Ish at some point in time. So here too, once the Eidim come and they say that it was Shalavosa of Mitchila, so then he loses the Migu Dibar Shasik, so how can he be Neman? Stachapel? Rimagash is a pella. The Bukhana Wasserman here in Kovet Shiurim want to suggest the Muradiki Yisod. That maybe you can explain the vart of the Rimagash even if you take Migo Kipshuta. He says there's a very big difference between the case in Ksubas and our case. What's the difference? In Ksubas, we're not talking about Dini Mamanus, we're talking about Dova Sheba Erva. Ain Dova Sheba Erva Pachas Mishnah. We know that the Dova Sheba Erva always requires two eight. Now, are those two Eidim the same as Dine Mamanus? Nope. They're not. It's learned from Dine Mamanus, but it's not exactly the same as Dine Mamanus. We know by Dine Mamanus, of Mishnei Eidim, Yakum Dovar, there's Xeris Akosov, that Eidim are believed. They are believed in Beturas Bira, Eide Bira. They clarify what the truth is. Ein Dovar Shavar Pagos Mishnei, and we do learn Dovar from Mamun, but we learn from Mamun that ain't of a shavera pachas mishnayim even for non-beer situations. We spoke about this a little bit. That even for Eide Kiyum, right, the maisa gittin rekidushin is not chal without Eidim. That those Eidim are not coming to be mavar anything. The Eidim that you have at the chuppah, you know, miyached Eidim, different shittas in the poskim, they have to be miyached them to the exclusion of everyone else or not, but they are to the exclusion of everyone else. You separate them, you call them up. Eidim on the kiddushin, they're not going to be mavar anything. Nothing's going to come to Besdin. But you need Eidim to be present, Eidim Kim to be present, to shaf the Kiddushin, to make it bichal, to make the Kiddushin bichal. That's not a birur dika halacha. That's a gzeras akosav, that dover sheba erva always requires Eidim. Always requires Eidim. So if dover sheba erva always requires Eidim, Migu is never going to work by dover sheba erva. Migu is a birur type of halacha. The halacha of Ein Davar Sheva Erev Brachos Mishnayim tells me that Migul couldn't possibly work by Davar Sheva Erev. I need Eidim by Davar Sheva Erev. I need Eidim. And Stam Birurim are not going to work. Because even Eidim itself is not always a Birur. It's Exeris HaKosov that you need Eidim. That's the only koveh when it comes to Davar Sheva Erev. Migul is not going to work. But there is one thing that can work by Davar Sheva Erev. That's not Eidim. What is that? Pesha Asa. Because Efshem and Kenzog and the Pesha Asa is not a Migul. It's more than Migul. Remember Rebbe Chanan? This is the other Rebbe Chanan. Right? Pesha Asa might not be a Migul. What's Pesha Asa Midin? Bailus Shlomo. Exactly. Pesha Asa could be Midin Bailim. Bailim? Bailim is a totally different Allah. That means you're in control. If you're in control, that breaks all the rules. The Mishnah in Ksubas is saying that if the woman says Eishes Ish Hayisi, she's the only one who's saying that she was an Eishes Ish, so she has a Pesha Asa, she's in control of her status of Issa V'Heter, so now she can say Pnuyani. Because we have no independent knowledge of what her status is. But once you have Eidim, let's say that she was an Eishes Ish, so we have an independent verification of that status, so she no longer has a Pesha Asa. If she doesn't have a Pesha Asa, then Eidim is the only way that she can go. She's not going to be Nemenes Bechlam. She can be Nemenes only within Pesha Asa. And once you have Eidim, then that Pesha Asa is gone. The Pesha Asa is gone. We don't say, oh, we established the Pesha Asa before the Eidim came, so therefore it's not going to go away. That doesn't make any sense, because the whole idea of the Pesha Asa is that she's the Bailim. But if she's no longer the Bailim, because now we have Eidim to say that she was an Eishes Ish, then there is no Pesha Asa. So there is no Pesha Asa. Obviously, she's not going to be Nemenes. But when it comes to being Nemenes, you don't need a Pesha Asa to be Neman. You could be Neman B'Migul too. You don't need the rule of Pesha Asa, that you're in control, that we have no source for what you're saying except from your mouth. You don't need a Pesha Asa. A regular Migul is fine. A regular migul is fine. So even if we understand Pesha Asa in a limited way, migul dibay shasik, right? That's fine. When it comes to dini mamonos, that's fine. Migul can work as well. How does the migul work? How does the migul work? Malo l'shaka, why should he lie? If he really is lying, he would have lied better. If he really is lying, he would have lied better. What's the critical moment for migul? What's the critical moment for migul? The shasa taina. We're establishing that it's the truth. His statement is the truth, because if he were lying, he would have lied better. Do we care about the future? No, we only care. B'shas HaTayna. Is it the truth or is it not the truth? When it comes to Pesha Asa, the critical moment is not just at the time that she says that she's an Eishes Ish. No, we are holding on to that Pesha Asa, holding on for dear life. Not just at the time that she puts forward the Taina, but La'olam Vayed, until we find out that there are no Eidim. Right? If we ever were to find Eidim, the Pesha Asa is gone. The life of the Pesha Asa is mitla toli v'koy. It's hanging to see, are we going to ever hear from Eidim that she was an Eishes Ish? If we do, the whole Pesha Asa is gone. Migul's not working like that. Migul, the pshat is that malo l'shaker, it must be the truth what he's saying right now. Because if he were lying, then right now he could have said something different. He could have done something different. So once we establish that emes, we establish the birur of migul at the shasa taina, then he's going to be neman. The taina is accepted, and it's over. It's over. So therefore, it could be that even if Eidim come later, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I mean, if we have reason to believe that he knew that Eidim were going to come in the future, so then it does matter, because l'mafreya, it turns out that the whole migul was never a migul, like the Beis Yosef. Right? But if you're not going to say like that, you're not going to say like that. If all you're going to say is, oh, when the Eidim comes, so the migul dibay shasik doesn't apply anymore because he can't be shasik. No! Migul is all about the shas ataina. It's that malo l'shaker, it must be the truth, because if he were lying, then he would have done differently. If he were lying, so then why would he say the new thing? Let him just say the old thing. Right? He's saying a new thing. Well, what does he have to change for? He could have been shasik. No, he could have been Shosik and he could have stayed with the original. So believe him in the second Taina. But once we believe him in the second taina, then we're going to believe him la'olam vayim. Because b'shas ha'taina, he had nemonus based on amigo. So even where Edom come later, and they knocked out his first taina, so now he wouldn't have amigo, so what? But as long as b'shas ha'taina, he had amigo, mala l'shaker kicked in then, and it locked in nemonus for his second taina. So once nemonus for his second taina is locked in, it's not going to leave, even after Edom come. And this perhaps can explain the Rimagash. Even if we take him literally, that he's talking migu. He's not saying, like the Ktsos, that the second time is also an acceptable time. No, he's talking migu. He's talking migu, so then why doesn't it fall away when the Eidim come? The answer is that a migu is all based on the Shas HaTayna. The Amonis of the migu is based on the Shas HaTayna, Malo L'Shaka. It's not like a Pesha Asa. So whereas Pesha Asa falls away once the Eidim come, migu is not going to fall away once the Eidim come. Yes?
So the Yad Rama,
according to Reb Chanan, the Yad Rama would have to learn like the Beis Yosef. Right? You have to learn like the Beis Yosef that when the Edom come, so that's like a Reyesa in the original Migu. We feel like maybe he only gave the second time because he was afraid the Edom were coming. Okay? But really, fundamentally, the Migu should have worked if not for the fact that the Edom coming now is like a Reyesa in the whole Migu Metchila. Tuvia.
In the question of the
so I guess the Ktos HaChoshen himself perhaps would learn that Migu, that Pesha Aser is Midin Migu. So that's why he didn't want to give this answer. Because if we assume Pesha Aser is the same as Migu, so then Eshes Ish and our case should be similar. Right? So maybe that's why he felt compelled to give his own answer, that it's not really a Migu, just that he's Neman based on the second time, independent time.
Based
off of,
you get
that much
just based off
of
like that time
you actually
make the
taina.
What's the starting
point
for this kasha of the
Ktos? Why should the Edom coming after make this taina? No, the Ktos is not learning like that. Ktos is clearly not learning like that. The Ktos is assuming that if you lose that ability, if you lose nemanus of the migu in the future, so then the migu is going to fall away. He's not learning that the nemonis of the migu is locked in b'shas ha'taina. Once it's locked in, so then it doesn't matter. He's clearly disagreeing with that, and that's why he had his kasha. The Bukhanan is saying you're so mushpa from the Bukhanan that you think the Ktos must have agreed to him too. The Ktos came before the Bukhanan, and he didn't learn like him. Apparently, he would feel that the migu, the koach amigu, the koach nemas amigu has to remain. And once Edom comes, since the koach nemas amigu falls away, so the migu is bottle. If the migu is bottle, so then how do we understand? So he explained the Rimagash differently, that it's not really based on migu at all. It's that the second time is an acceptable time. So if that's true, then even when Edom come, and the koach amigu would have fallen away, but the second time is still acceptable. Okay? This concludes the sugya of Toin Bechoze Vitam. Beautiful sugya. You really should take the time to chazer it. Very, very beautiful sugya. Let's go on. Okay, we're gonna start a new sugya now. Very, very important sugya. Very long the sugya. But we're gonna take it slow. Take it slow. We have to understand. I mean, that's what we do in every sugya. If we build slowly in the sugya, so then we'll be able to get to the depth in the sugya properly, and we'll understand what we're talking about. So let's start the Gemara from the two dots on Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. Go to Gemara. Ze Omer Shel Avosai. What's the Dalet in the Bach? Ze Omer Shel Avosai Va'achalte Shnei Chazoka. Ve'ze Omer Shel Avosai Va'achalte Shnei Chazoka. Each one says Shel Avosai Va'achalte Shnei Chazoka. So each one claims Shalavosai ve'ochloshne chazoka. And then what happens? What happens? So one brings Edim One brings Edom on both. One brings Edom for Avos and for Achila. Okay, let's call it like that. Right? Avos, Edom for Avos, and Edom for Achila. And the other one brings Edom only for Achila. So Zok Rav Nachman, Uki Achila Lebahadi Achila V'Uki Ara B'cheskas Avhosel. Sounds like a Lomdish thing, right? Cancel them out. Right? You got, it's a two against one, right? There are two Edios on one side, one Edos on the other hand, so cancel out the Edos. The Edos, the Achila, right? We've got Uki Achila, Levadi Achila, Uki Ara, Becheskas, Avhosa. One of them brought Edom on Ovis, Shalavosai. So there is something else going on over here, right? There's a Stira, there's an Edos Mukheshes regarding Achila, but there's no Hakhosha regarding the Edos, the Ovis. Sokter of Nachman, let's establish the Karka, Birshus, the one who brought Edom on the Ovis. So what does Rava say? Ha Edus Mukheshesi. The Edus is an Edus Mukheshes. There's a contradiction between Tukite Edim. Contradiction between Tukite Edim. Says Rava, we got to throw the whole thing out. How can you accept the Edus Davhasa from one of the Kitos? But once it's an Edus Mukheshes, the whole thing's in the garbage. Rav Nachman says, no, you can salvage. Salvage what there's no Akhasha on. Rava says there's no salvaging. Once there's an Eidus Mokheshes, we've got to throw the whole thing out. On Malay, Rav Nachman responded, no, he discachesh b'achilasa b'avahasa mi discachesh. Rav Nachman says, throw out what there's Akhasha on. Don't throw out what there's no Akhasha on. There's no Akhasha, we've got to be obvious, so that you shouldn't throw out. We should establish the Karka b'cheskas, the one that has Edim on the obvious. Zav the Gemara, Lema Rava, the Rav Nachman, the Flukta, the Rav Huna, the Rav Chista, Kamiflagi. Zav the Gemara, Rava, Rav Nachman, maybe they're arguing about an age-old question. Their machlokas is about Bava Basra, about a case law, right? The case came before them. But we have an old machlokas Amoraim about this situation of Sheki de Edem Amachin Jezuazu. What is that machlokas? Did my base ki de Edem Amachin Jezuazu, Amar Rav Huna, Zuba Befein Atzra Meid, Zuba Befein Atzra Meid. Rav Huna says that if you have two kite edim amachisha zuasum, two kite edim that makash each other, so clearly regarding this din Torah, you're not going to accept either one of them. You don't know whom to go on. But how about la edos acheres for a different edos? So Zok Rav Nachman, Zubah b'fnei atzmim yidah, Zubah b'fnei atzmim yidah. They can testify separately. They can testify separately. In a different case, they're fine. Here there's an akhosha, but in a different case, it's okay. Rav Chista amanoba, hadis tani shakri lamalim. Rav Chista says, no, we throw them out. Once they're edus mecheshes, the shtet ki te edma mechish zuazu, then the apostle lahoy leidus acheres, forget about it. Zok the gemara lema Rav Nachman da amak Rav Huna v'rava k'Rav Chista. What does that mean? Lema Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman who said what? Rav Nachman who said that b'avhasa miyeskachesh, that we accept whatever edus is not mukhesh. If there's no one being makhish to Edus on the others, then we can accept that Edus. So he goes like Rav Huna, who doesn't throw the shteki to Edom HaMakhish HaZuasu out completely. He says for another Edus, they would be Neman. For another Edus, they would be Neman. So that shows that we still are makhshir them. We still treat them as kosher. Rav Nachman says, we treat them as kosher regarding the Edus that there is no akhasha on. Oh, so Lema Rav Nachman da Amak Rav Huna, that he accepts the Edim Makhishim Zuazu regarding an Edus that there is no Akhasha on. Rav Chista, I'm sorry. Lema Rav Nachman da Amak Rav Huna v'Rava k'Rav Chista. Maybe Rava goes like Rav Chista. Rava who says, Ha Edus Mukheshesi, he throws the whole thing out, even the Edus on the Avos, he throws the whole thing out. Who's going like Rav Chista, who says not only do we throw out the Ksheki the Edom HaMachish HaZuazu for the Edus that they're Makhish each other, but we throw them out the Gama even for another Edus that they're not Makhish anyone on. So it sounds like we throw the Edom Makhishim out completely. Lema Rava k'Rav Chista. Alibad Rav Chista kuliyama lo pligi. Rav Chista definitely would say in our case that we throw out the Edom completely. Right? If he doesn't accept it, shteki te edim hamachish zuazu for an edus acheres. He doesn't accept it, not for this edus, nor for any other edus. So certainly he would say that in our case, they're not going to be accepted for any edus. Not for the Eidus on Chazaka where there is a Hakchasha, nor for the Eidus on Avos where there's no Hakchasha. Rav Chista throws out Eidim HaMakhtisha Zuzu. So once there's a Hakchasha to them, so then they're not going to be Nemet. So according to him, Avada over here, we're not going to accept the Eidus, the Avos. But Ki Pligi, Alibad Rav Huna. But within Rav Huna, it's not Mocha to say. You don't have to say Rav Nachman Ki Rav Huna. No, Rava could also go like him. Rav Nachman Ki Rav Huna, well, that's Poshut. Rav Nachman could say that we're not going to throw out the Eidus on Avos, just like Rav Huna says that the Ksheiros, the Eidus Acheres, so too, they should be kosher for the Eidus that there's no Hakkosha on, the Eidus to Avos. The Rava. Rav Nachman Ki Rav Huna, the Rava ad kan lo ka'am Rav Huna, elo la Eidus Acheres, aval osa Eidus, lo. Dr. Gemara, Rava could go like Rav Huna too. I, Rav Huna's machshir l'shteki deidim, I'm a kishas for another Eidus. Oh, Rava will say, for another Eidus, they're kosher. But for this Eidus, even for a chelik of the Eidus that there was no akasha on, for the Eidus to Avos that there was no akasha on, Rava would say, even Rav Huna would claim that they're not acceptable. Because once we throw out part of their Eidus, we have to throw out the whole thing. For an Eidus Acheres, Rav Huna is willing to say that they're going to be kosher. But for this Eidus, they're not going to be kosher. The Eidus Davos, even though there's no Akosha, the Eidus Davos, but here, this is La'osa Eidus, Rav Huna would admit, La'osa Eidus, we have to throw it out completely. Okay, so the Gemara thought that the two Machlokas Amaram should be put together, and the Gemara says, no, they're not Mitlatali Zebaz. Wow, there's a lot here. Okay, so let's first talk about Bechidatim and Machisha Zuazo in general, and then we'll try to apply it to our city. So what did the Gemara do? Gemara here has a Machlokas Rav Huna, Rav Chista. What's the din of Bechidatim and Machisha Zuazo? And the Gemara wants to apply it to our city, but we first have to look at the main halacha, and then hopefully we'll be able to apply it properly. Rav Huna says that the Nem on La'edus Acheres. Rav Chista says, no, Bahadi Sani Shakri Lamali, we don't accept them for La'edus. What's the Machlokas? This is step one. What's the machlokas? What does the Rashbam say? What is the machlokas? Right? Hamachisha zu ezu. What's the case? Beidus achas kigon shnayim omen ploni lovem ploni mona. Shnayim omen mikchishim. Shnayim achim mikchishim. Va'amru lo lovem imenu klum. Shrei ba'oso ayom shatem omen shlovem imenu. Hoya imanu halo ve'kol oso ayom v'lo lovem mishum adam klum. Imanu ha'isem. Imanu ha'isem. Hakasha? Hazama? No. If they're saying that the Baldover was with us, that's not Hazama. That's Hakasha. Imanu ha'isem. Hazama means that you Adim were with us. That's not what's going on here. Okay? So these Adim testify it's impossible. It's not possible that he was Lover, because he was with us the entire day. We were there. He was the Shomer for the Chasana, and then we were at the Chasana, and he wasn't in Yeshiva the whole day. He's in Yeshiva every day. He never misses. But that day, we know he misses. You have to see a divorce or something. He missed. What's going on here? I'm going to owe you one Ephraim. I'm sorry. Okay. I didn't mean anything. I see you, Mamish Medak, on every single joke that I make. It's Mamish Mechayev. You see, it's Mechayev. You got to be careful with every word that you say. Very, very important. Okay. So what's the machlokas of him? What's our favorite word, Yaakov? Christ. Zuba b'fnei atzma u'me'ida. What does Rav Huna say? B'shar edios. K'shar edios sheba olam. K'shar edios sheba olam. D'lo nachzikena b'psula misopin. V'zuba b'edus acheres. Aval echad mikatzu v'echad mikatzu ein metstarfin la'edus acheres. Do echad me'en posel b'vaday? V'ein kane l'chatzi edios. Rav Huna says zuba b'fnei atzma u'me'ida. Zuba b'fnei atzma Umeida, but you can't have one from each cut being made together. One of shach, the pasul. One of them has to be pasul. So they can't be made together. But each kind, if Reuben and Shimon are made together here, they can be made together in a different place. Levi, Yehuda, they can be made together. What's the reason why they can be made together for different Eidus? The same Eidum over here can be made together for different Eidus. Dr. Hashbam, V'tam d'Ravuna mishum d'uki gavra achazokei v'lo tafsalinu misafik. Ravuna says, why can't they be made for different Eidus? What's the problem? Why can't they be made for different Eidus? They have a chazaka. What kind of chazaka? Cheskas? Chazaka mekar of what? Cheskas?
Kashrus.
Cheskas kashrus. Ephraim says they have a chazaka to make kar. I wouldn't go that far yet. They have a cheskas kashrus. They have a status of kashrus. They have a cheskas kashrus. Do we know for sure that they're possible? Do we know for sure that they're possible? No. There's a hakrosha. So someone must be possible. Two people must be possible there, but we don't know which one. Dr. Vuna, since we don't know which one, we establish them, we leave them on their chazaka. They have a cheskas kashrus. They have a cheskas kashrus. That's Rav Huna's svar. They have a cheskas kashrus. What does that mean? What does that mean that they have a cheskas kashrus? So Ephraim says that they have a chazaka de meikara. Okay, the word cheskas certainly sounds like chazaka de meikara, maybe. They have a chazaka de meikara. So the Neman. Chazaka de Meikar, but there's a steer to the Chazaka de Meikar. What, both Kitos have a Chazaka de Meikar? Manavshach, someone has to be Pasal. So how do we allow them to follow the Chazaka de Meikar to be mashed them for a different Eidus? What's the answer? Even though there is a steer over here, it's not a problem. Why not? What's the mashal that we always give to this? That even where there's a steer, if we allow someone to follow Chazaka. If we allow two different options to follow Chazaka, it's going to be a stira, it'll be a contradiction of sorts, but it's not a problem. What's the classical case of that? Shnei Shvilim. Right? If you have two Shvilim, you know that there's Tumah in one of the Shvilim. You know that Reuven went in one Shvil in one path, and Shimon went in a different path. And then they come to Bezdin. We don't know which path they went in, or we don't know where the Tumah is. So Bezdin says, you can follow Chazaka. Each one can follow Chazaka. Even though we know for sure one of them is Tameh, it's not a problem. They can follow Chazaka. That's the Gemara. Gemara in the Psachim and Daf Yud quotes the Mishnah of Shnei Shvilim, Mishnah Taras. Shnei Shvilim, it's complicated. It's a machlokas in the Gemara, but once the dust settles in the Gemara, it's clear that everyone admits that if Bo Lishol Bevasachas, then they're going to be Tameh. Then they're going to be tar. The shaila is, I don't have a gemara in front of me, but the shaila is that if they come to ask about themselves and their friend, so what does that mean? They're asking about themselves, but they're also asking about the friend. It's not that the friend came together with them, they're asking about themselves and their friend. So is that viewed as bo lishol bevas achas or bezeh achazeh? That's the shaila. But the simple case is, if Bo, Lishol, Bevasachas, two of them both come to Bezdin, Bevasachas, then we'll say that they're Tamim. Because it's tied to the Sasri, so we're going to say that they're Tamim. Bo, Lishol, Bezachazeh, we can be Metar them, based on a Chazaka, each one is a Cheskas Tara, so we can be Metar each one of them. Even though when we're being Metar, the second individual, we know that there's a Stira, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter that there's a Stira. We follow Chazaka to make car. The Tosus over there in Psachim and Dafyud points out that even if Bo Lishol Bevasachas min haTorah, we still would say that they're Torah. It's a Chumrah d'Rabbanan that we say that they're Tameh if they come to Bevasachas. Because it looks funny. The two people are coming and Bezin says, yeah, you're both Torah. So someone looking at that would say, what, with Bezin? Bezin's crazy? Like, it can't be. We know them, it's us. Midrabbanan, because it looks funny, therefore Bezin is forced to say that they're both Tameh. Min haTorah, they really should be Torah, even if Bo Lishol Bevasachas. It's a Chumrah d'Rabbanan. Bezachazeh, we don't need the Chumrah d'Rabbanan because people are not going to see anything funny. So then we actually tell them that they're both Torah. Min haTorah, we assume that we follow Chazaka, even if it doesn't make any sense. Even if it's a tirati disaster, it's a contradiction in terms. It can't be. Can't be. It doesn't matter. Even if it can't be, we're still going to follow Chazaka. The Bukhanan explains. In Kovach Shir Mechelik Beis, he has a part on the Shmeitzah, chelak on the shmeitzes. I think Kimdumani, I think in Os Dalet, Yochanan says that the idea is that what's a chazaka? Is chazaka a birur? Chazaka tells us what the truth is. No, we don't know what the truth is. Maybe the truth changed. Maybe things changed. Chazaka just gives us a status of tara, of tumma, of iser, of heter. Chazaka is not a birur. What is it? What is it? What's the word that we always use?
Status quo,
right? But chazaka de meikara. Right? What could it be? A birur or hanhoga? Hanhoga means nihug, right? A mode of behavior, an acceptable mode of behavior. Birur means it determines the truth. Hanhaga means it's an acceptable mode of behavior. B'makom safek. The Torah gives us rules. The Torah doesn't tell us we know what the emes is. We know what the emes is. Mikvah shenim dad v'nimtza chasa. The mikvah was measured. It has 40 sa. Then people are tovel. Kelim are tovel. With tovel kelim in the mikvah. And then someone measures the mikvah and it's chasra at some point in time. So January 1st it was male. And March, whatever, March 20th it's chasra. The question is, so what happened to all the tares in the middle? So we follow Chazaka. It was Becheska Shalim. We measured it. We know that it was Shalim. So we can follow the Becheska Shalim of the Becheska Shalim of the Mikvah. That's a discussion, but the Kalim of Becheska Stoma, okay. It's a discussion. Mishnayis and Taras and Gemara Kedushin and Samach Vav, but that's a Chazaka. Chazaka means we don't know what the truth is, but we're allowed to follow the Chazaka even though we don't know what the truth is. Bira is not about an acceptable mode of behavior. Beer is much more than that. Beer means we know what the truth is.
Buchanan says, Chazak is not a beer.
Chazak of the Mekar is not a beer. It doesn't tell you the truth. It's an acceptable mode of behavior. Makom Safik. And that is precisely why, by Shnei Shvilin, even when there's a Tarte de Sasri, we still follow Chazak. You can't say they're both tor. It's impossible. They went through different paths. It's not possible. It's a dochatarta disaster. You couldn't say rove. You couldn't apply the principle of rove b'mokamatarta disaster. Rove is a beer. Right? Majority, we've discussed. Right? Rove is a beer. So you can't follow rove if it's going to be a tarta disaster, if it's a contradiction in terms. But chazaka, even if it's a tarta disaster, what does it matter? The Torah is saying, you have a suffix, you can follow chazaka. And Hoga, you have the ability to follow Chazak of Makam Safek. So the Poshup Shad in Cheskas Kashrus is that it's just a Chazak of the Meikar. The word Cheskas Kashrus sounds like Chazak of the Meikar. That's what you could say. Chazak of the Meikar. What's the problem? Rafunas says we follow Chazak of the Meikar. We follow Cheskas Kashrus over here. And that's why Shteki Deidam HaMachisha Zuazu are accepted for another Eidos. For this Eidos, we can't. But for another Eidos, another Din Torah, they are accepted. Zokter Ashbam, Rav Huna is Matir, right? He's Machshir. These Eidos, based on what? Cheskas Kashrus. If you can understand Cheskas Kashrus is a Chazad of Meikara, what do you say? What do you say? In another Din Torah, in Dine Mamanis, these Eidos are going to come and testify, and you're going to be Motzi Mamon based on the Cheskas Kashrus of these. But these Eidim? Chazaka de Meikar? Well, Chazaka de Meikar is Motzi Mamon? You can be Motzi Mamon based on a Chazaka de Meikar? Chazaka de Meikar is as strong as Eidim? How can that be? So if Cheskas Kashas is just Chazaka de Meikar, it seems a little difficult, Rav Huna. Rav Huna is Machshe the Eidim La'edus acheres and dini mamonis based on chazaka d'meikar have to be motzi mamon based on chazaka d'meikar. So what would you like to suggest, Ephraim, that maybe cheskas kashas does have an element of chazaka d'meikar in it, but it has more than that. What does it have in it? Not just chazaka d'meikar, but beer. How? What? Rove? Who said that? Daniel, you said that. Okay. Okay, rove. What kind of a rove is it? Just throw out. What do you mean? Rove what? Well, I'm sorry. What do you mean? Most people are kosher, right? Most people, you know. We assume most people are not lawyers. They're not gazlonim. I mean, all the boys in this year are not gazlonim. But, you know, we're not most of the world. But if you enter into the world, so then you get other people. But most people are not gazlonim. I hope. But nowadays, is that a good rove? I hope so. I'm not sure. Unfortunately, right? But certainly at the time of the Gemara, right, most people would not be gazlonim. I would imagine even nowadays you'd assume like that. Leave your stuff around and find out whether it'll, check to see if it'll be there in 5 minutes. Yeah, but that doesn't necessarily mean that rove people are gazlonim. It just means that there's this one guy, there are a couple of people who are looking around, seeing if things are left, and then they'll take them. It's the same people, just look on the video camera. They had a case like that in the train station. The same guy was going, they had video cameras. He's watching to see people leaving their things. Then he goes and takes them. Rove people, we assume, do have a cheskas kashrus. So maybe it's a rove. It's not just a chazaka. It's not a hanhaga ba'alma. It's a rove. What's the problem? It didn't solve the problem. But we were troubled. I'm just trying to understand a Rashbam. I just want to understand a Rashbam. Rav Huna says that the shtei kitei edim hamachid shezu azu are kosher for another edus. Why? So Zakhtar Rashbam, because they have a cheskas kashrus. Now, how does that work? If a cheskas kashrus is just chazak demei kara, hanhaga ba'alma, so then I don't understand at all. How does that work? By mom, it happened to be motzi mom based on chazak demei kara. What do you want to tell me that cheskas kashrus is a rove? How does that help me? We don't follow rove by mom either. A pishnei edim yakum davar. You need two edim to be motzi mom. So how can it be motzi mom based on a cheskas kashrus? Motzi mamon based on a cheskas kashrus? How does that work? Even if it's a rove, how does that work? What's the answer to that kasha? That kasha we should be able to answer. That kasha perhaps we should be able to answer. Can you be motzi mamon based on a rove? What do you think? What do you think? For those who were here in the past semester, the full semester, what do you think? Huh?
Depends on the rove.
Depends on the rove. Excellent, Morty. Who takes a stand on that? Who says that by a strong rove, maybe you can follow rove by mamon? Tosis where? Tosis where? Anyone? Sanhedrin? Anyone? Sanhedrin? Torakama? Shabbos? Kedushin? Where? Sanhedrin Gimel Amid Beis. We had what? Tosis and Sanhedrin of Gimel Amid Beis. We had Tosis. We got to do Chazara, both say. Right? Tosis wanted to say that by a rove olim, by a strong rove, we can be motzi mamon based on a rove. The Marik wanted to say that on Daf Hey, right? Ein adam porei chovo toch zmano. Remember Chazaka, ein adam porei chovo toch zmano. Talked about that. Rish Lakish. Yes, no. Right? So if someone claims that he was Perea Tovzmano, he's not Neman, Reish Lakish says. Right? That's Reish Lakish on Daf Hey. That was Aleh Sugya. There are multiple parts to that, so a lot there. The doesn't even say chazaka initially within his statement, but then later on Daf Hamid Beis it says Chazaka lo ovid inish de para begozimne. It's a rov. It's not a chazaka to make kar. Most people don't pay tov zmano, so he's not nemen to say that he paid tov zmano. He's not nemen to say that he paid tov zmano, and you're going to be motzi mamon from him again? How's that possible? It's just a rov.
Zokta marik. No, there are some rovs that are super strong.
Super rov. You can't be motzi mamon based on. There's no gzeras akasa that you can only be motzi mamon based on edim. It's that edim is the strongest beerer. So if you don't have a beerer on the level of edim, you can't be motzi mamon. Maybe migu is not on the level of edim, but some roves are super strong. They might be on the level of edim, so you can be motzi mamon even based on that rove. So that could be the answer over here. Rav Huna might say le'edus acheres, we can accept. The Shtei Kite Eidim, you can accept the Eidim that are Makhish Zuazu. For this Eidus, we're not going to accept them, but for another Eidus, we can. They have a Cheskas Kashrus. What is Cheskas Kashrus? So it is a Chazaka de Meikar, but maybe it's more than Chazaka de Meikar. Maybe it's also a Rove. And if it's based on a Rove, maybe this Rove is so strong that people have a Cheskas Kashrus. So therefore, maybe we'll accept that Rove to be Motzi Mamon in a different Eidus. The beginnings of a pshat. There's still a problem. We still have to work a little bit on this, and Mitzvah Shem will continue this discussion tomorrow. Then we'll try to figure out Rav Chista, who disagrees, what's his svar based on, and we'll have hopefully we'll have a little development of his shita as well.